Hello everyone, it's Johanna here, Audio End-to-End, and it's the 26th of September today. And I have a question. What's wrong with writing a letter? If you're a big company and you want to inform your customers of a change in your service that will affect those customers, what exactly is wrong with sending them a letter if you already have their name and address? And that way, you can hope to reach as many as possible. And they'll know about it. But I've had two recent examples where this was not really the case. One was our water company, who back in August closed a section of our road for 2 weeks, which meant we had to take a 20-minute round trip to get into town. Well, it turned out afterwards that they did apparently inform the people who live in that closed bit of road, who couldn't drive up to their houses anymore, but they forgot to tell the rest of us. Or rather, their excuse was, well, we did tell you, we had a public information meeting at the local town hall last September, so nearly a year ago. Really, they thought that we would have gone there and found out that way. How did we find out that there was a public information meeting, I want to know. Oh yes, and also they put some yellow signs in the road, hidden behind parked cars, to tell us that this road will be closed for 2 weeks. But didn't actually say which road, because there was a side roads, and whereabouts, and how this will affect us, nothing. And then also, worryingly, our local council now, I just had a letter through the door yesterday from the company that cleans our bins. Yes, it may seem extravagant, but it's something I like to afford. And they were saying this is how our service is going to change now that the bin collections change. That was the first I'd heard about the bin collections changing. So apparently the council dropped all of us a leaflet through the door in the first 2 weeks of August. So we're talking peak holiday season here. So everybody's coming back from their annual holiday, finding a stack of post, probably only goes through the letters because there's going to be a lot of junk mail. So they might not look at every individual brochure, leaflet. So that's when the council thinks it's a good idea to send us just a leaflet and that's it. And they're also touring the borough, apparently, with a bus. Haven't seen any of those or any information about when they're going to be in our town, so we can ask any questions we may have. So that's pretty poor, I think. I would have been pretty amazed in November when new bins turn up. I have no idea why. Just wondering whether anyone else has noticed that. You know, are your councils doing that, or any other big companies that you've noticed resorting to fancy PR exercises that must cost a lot of money rather than just sending a simple letter to tell you this is what's going to happen and this is how it's going to affect you? Or maybe someone who's working in communications and has noticed a trend towards this sort of thing. Anyway, that's it for me, my Friday thoughts. I hope everyone has a lovely weekend, and I hope all your bin collections are running as normal. Bye for now.